Okay, Red.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. If worst day worries get you down, shoot a blues right out of town. Get on the labor-saving side. Invest in Procter & Gamble's Tide.
T-I-D-D-Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Procter & Gamble star and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's clown is in trouble because his dog is accused of biting a little boy. In case you'd like to hear all about it, here's the inside dope, Red Skelton.
You didn't read it that way at rehearsal, boy. Inside dope, huh? You got anything else to say before you leave here?
Well, I didn't mean it the way it sounded.
Yeah, well, you have one job. Do you want to try for none?
Oh, you're just upset because your dog took a nip out of Junior, the mean little kid.
My dog did not bite Junior. He was framed. That dog wouldn't bite anybody. Would you, Stromboli? Not really his name, but I knew it would get a laugh. Yeah, speak to me, boys.
Well, all I know is that Junior's mother has threatened to sue you and have your dog locked up.
Oh!
If that dog had bit Junior, he would have had distemper by now. There's a nice reading, huh?
Junior?
Yeah.
Junior?
Yeah?
Huh?
No, the dog. Look, I'll prove to you that he wouldn't bite anybody. Look at those teeth. Look at those teeth marks.
Oh, look, he's licking your hand.
Yeah, he hates the sight of blood. He's really smart, though. I'll show you a trick that I taught him.
Yeah?
Here, Stromboli. Roll over.
Hey, Red. He's tearing the rug up.
Yeah, that trick he taught himself. I think the sound man just broke his neck on that one.
You know, he's a sweet old dog, aren't you, boy?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Well, let's not get sickening about it.
Say, how come he's got a Band-Aid on the tip of his tail?
Because his nose is not sore. So the reason he's got a Band-Aid on the tip of his tail? Oh, yeah. He's been out probably probing for gophers again.
Say, Red, we've got to help this pooch beat the rap.
Yeah, how?
Now, let's get some character witnesses for him. Yeah? If you can get enough people to say he wouldn't hurt anybody, Junior and his mother don't stand a chance.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. Come on, help me, will you? Mm-hmm. If that's a process server, I'm not at home.
Yeah, sorry to bother you, Mr. Skelton.
Well, Fred, what are you doing out? I thought you were upstairs washing windows.
Oh, I was. I was washing the bedroom window, and I happened to sneeze. Then I was washing the basement window.
Fell down on the job, huh?
No, it's no laughing matter, Mr. Skelton.
Now, that's what we just found out.
Now, I might have broken my neck.
Oh?
Luckily, I had enough starch in my turtleneck sweater.
Yeah. You should wear a turtleneck sweater. Then when you tell jokes like that, you can pull your head in.
Now, is that any way to talk to your house boy?
House boy, get a load of this boy, will you? This guy is so old, he voted for Washington at the first election, this guy.
He does so want to be a comedian.
Good night. I ought to hide your teeth for a week. Hey, I'm trying to line up some character witnesses for my dog. Would you like to sign the petition?
No, siree. I refuse to sign anything anymore.
Really?
Last thing I put my signature to was a petition to have the treasure of the Tiddlywinks and Hiking Club tied and feathered and run out of town.
Oh.
I felt bad about it ever since.
That bothered you, huh?
Oh, sure did. I was the treasure.
Well, come on, Red, let's go.
Now, we'll start right after Dave Rose and his orchestra plays My Dog Has Fleas.
My dog got fleas.
It's a mid-century miracle, the new Tide miracle. Listen, now with Tide, you can get a dazzling clean wash without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. Here's the secret. Procter & Gamble's Tide not only gets the dirt out of clothes, but keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, you wring out the dirt, too. Clothes come straight from the wringer or spin dryer, white, fresh, clean. They dry soft and fluffy, easy to iron. Sweet smelling and clean. Yes, clean is the word. You know how clean Tide gets your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. I want you to try it and compare the results. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed, too, at the time and work you save. So get Tide. Remember, the Tide that's on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, Rod, let's get started. Try to find some character witness for my dog. Who lives here?
Forgetful Freddy.
Oh.
If you use that guy for a witness, your dog's a goner for sure.
Yeah, we're dead. Well, anyhow...
Yes.
Oh, hiya, Freddy. Say, do you know my dog?
Oh, I sure do. One thing I never do is forget a face. I say, could you describe the tail for me?
Look, do you think my dog would bite anybody?
Oh, heavens no. A dog is man's best
friend?
Oh, I should say not. I never saw you before in all my life.
Look, I'm Red Skelton.
Well, please don't come to me with your troubles. Now, if you do wish a dime for a cup of coffee, just ask for it. Quit beating about the petunias.
Look, I don't want a dime for a cup of coffee.
Oh, 15 cents.
Yes. No! I was asking you about my dog. Boy, what an empty head.
Please, leave us not speak about the deceased that way. Oh, I'm so upset. Could I please have a cigarette?
You got four in your mouth now.
Oh, so I have. I wondered where all that smoke was coming from. You know, I thought I was an incinerator.
Look, smog brain.
How dare you address Milton Berle that way?
You're not Milton Berle. I'll admit you're a little out of focus, but you're not Milton Berle.
Now, please, let's not try to change the subject. You admitted that you stole my dog, and I want you to return him.
Okay. Look, we were talking about my dog. You don't have one.
Trying to wiggle out of it, are you? You dog napper, you. You can't pull the wool over Hopalong Cassidy's eyes. Just you wait until I get my horse, and I'll run you into the sheriff. Here, horse. Here, horse. Come to Hoppy.
Well, Skelton, have you gotten any character witnesses for your dog yet?
We got plenty of characters, but no witnesses. Say, you know, this is not an easy job. This is like trying to sell Margaret Truman records to Senator Taft.
Speaking of the impossible,
yeah.
Here comes Polly the Panhandle.
Oh, yeah, the Stone Age Sarah Bernhardt. Get a load of that fur coat she's wearing. It looks like it's been fighting a porcupine in a mud hole.
Howdy, gents.
Howdy.
Oh, my feet are killing me.
Yes.
That's what I get for wearing those high-heel tennis shoes. Say, you wouldn't happen to have an old back scratch on you, would you? I just had my face lifted and my Adam's apple keeps tickling my nose.
Say, I just remembered something. How about that $10 I loaned you last week?
Yeah. How about that? I just paid one fella $30 this morning.
Really?
Yeah, it put quite a dent in my stocking, but I figured it was better to pay the $30 than to serve the 30 days.
You know, what'd they haul you in for this time?
Minding my own business.
Oh, now, they don't have you arrested for minding your own business. You were probably shoplifting again.
That's my business. Say, you don't happen to have any chewing gum on you, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm having an awful time holding up my stockings.
You hold your stockings up with chewing gum?
Yeah, I can't afford putty.
Say, Polly, you're always talking about you being a silent picture star and what all you had. What happened to it, and how come you're not a star today?
Oh, fate again, youngster.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be a leading lady today except for one thing.
What's that?
I got a leading man's voice.
Well, I wouldn't say that, sir.
Deep. Say, I got deep voice, though. Deep voice is running my family.
Really?
Yeah, I guess I get that from my father. I take after him a lot.
Yeah.
I've even got his eyes and his mustache. I got my mother's hair, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sitting at home now, bald, and waiting for me to get back.
Say, Polly, I'm trying to get people to sign a petition to say that my dog's not vicious. How about it, will
you? Oh, sure thing. I'm awfully fond of your dog.
Really?
Yeah, we've shared many a bone together.
Well, that's using your head. Say, the curtain is up. Say, have you got a pin on your rod?
Well, Dimples, I thought I'd brought it.
Don't call me Dimples.
But I don't seem to have it on me.
No? I must have left mine at home, too.
Oh, well, that's okay. I got a few in my shopping bag here, yeah. That new drugstore on the corner is really a pipperoo. Yeah, it's a joy to shoplift there.
Hey, in that bag, there's my pen.
Yeah, and there's mine.
No, don't get me wrong, youngsters. I was going to return them to you just as soon as you caught me. Well, I'll see you around sometime, Buster.
Get some character witness for my dog someplace. I don't know where we're going to find him.
Hey, there's a guy who'll be a character witness for your dog.
Where?
See him crawling down the street?
Oh, Willie Lump Lump? Not him, boy.
Hey, look, we need anybody we can get. I'll go talk to him.
Hey,
Willie, what are you doing on your hands and knees in the middle of the sidewalk?
I like to be close to Mother Earth. You just watch where you're walking, boy, because I don't want you stepping on me.
Look, why don't you stand up and walk like a man?
It's none of your business. I'm working at my job. That's why I'm right.
What kind of a job have you got?
I'm a decoy for a dog catcher.
Willie, I don't believe you're any decoy for
a dog
catcher.
Oh, no.
There's no such thing.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
We got time. Oh, no.
No.
The job was a specially created for me, it was. You know, it takes talent to do that, you know. Mm. Not everybody can fool them dogs. The dogs are pretty smart, you see. But they see me hopping down the street there, and they fall for it. And they come over, and while they're making friends, we rub noses together, and we... Here's one you won't hear. Fire hydrant joke. Well, you see, while I get real friendly with the dog,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad you folks finally came in. You know, while I'm there talking to the dogs, the dog catcher moves in and he grabs them, you know. Mm-hmm. I get 25 cents for every pooch I attract. See, I'm sort of a canine fifth columnist.
Well, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. That's no job for a man.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, boy. That's pretty risky at times, you know. Sometimes you run into some pretty belligerent dogs. I never forget the time I had a fight with that Great Dane, boy. Oh, boy, he thought I'd swipe his bone, and he practically took my head off, see? Well, what a fight we had. He come around, I bit his tail, he turned around, he bit the tail of my shirt. All the way we went around there. We'd still been fighting if that alley cat hadn't come along. Say, I'm thirsty. You don't happen to have a fifth of gang dog food, are you, do you?
Hey, Willie, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What's this?
I want you to sign this statement that Skelton's dog wouldn't bite anybody. How about it?
Oh, yeah, how about it? Give me a pen. I'll sign something. Mm-hmm.
Here you are.
Yeah.
I'll just write a couple of lines and sign it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you are, fat boy. I think this will hold up in court.
What did you write?
That you don't look right to me. You're all trying to get me to sign things, brother. I knew it the minute you walked in. Like, you just don't look right to me. I see a lot of people might say, but you just don't look right to me.
What about Skelton's dog?
He'll agree with me, too.
You know, it's funny, but every time that guy exhales, the smog gets worse.
Yeah. Say, did we connect?
No, as the Four Knights would say, you missed the boat.
Oh.
You missed the boat that sailed to Loveland. You missed the boat, and now we're through your big mistake. Too many sweethearts you can't have cake. My lips, you took my kisses, you left that love and made a fool of me. Now I found someone new, others laughing at you. You missed the boat and me.
Too late for buying, I am a buying.
'Cause you had your chance and you let it go. You missed the boat that sailed to the land. You left it, love, and you made a fool of me. Now I found someone new. Love is laughing at you. You missed the boat and me.
Ladies, Tide's new miracle is something you have to see to believe. Amazing as it seems, Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Procter & Gamble's Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring your clothes, the dirt runs out with the water. Clothes are white, fresh, clean. Yes, clean. You know that with rinsing, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. The results will startle you. Your wash will be amazingly clean, white, and fresh. You'll save time and work, too. So get Tide. Remember, every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So buy Tide tomorrow.
I've got to get a few more names to say that my dog's not vicious, boy. This is...
Well, here's the gym. Let's go in and see if we can get Cauliflower McPugnan.
No, you go ahead. My lungs get muscle-bound just breathing the air in there. I'll go over to the drugstore and check the pay telephone.
Hiya, Cauliflower.
Oh, can I help you now, buddy? Can I help you?
Well, yes, I...
Hey, you're not a wrestler, are you? Huh? You're giving the audition for television right over there if you want to...
No, I'm not a wrestler.
Well, you ain't, huh? No. I could have sworn that you was Luscious Irving, you know. The ump boy of the mat. That's who you look like.
No, I'm Ravishing Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Look, McFarlane.
Hey, well, do you want to fight a few rounds with me? Would you like to go a few rounds?
No, thanks. I'm not in condition.
Well, the way I figured, boy, if you're breathing, you're in better condition than me. You notice how you like my new trunks? See how they fit around the shoulders? Don't hit them below the belt when he's on.
Say, are those your initials on your trunks?
No, that's the type of blood I use. Usually after a fight, I have to have a transfusion, you know, mm-hmm. Transfusion. I had one in Connecticut last week. You know. Oh, did you ring, sir? Did you ring?
Cauliflower. Are you hearing bells again?
No, I haven't slipped my trolley like most them bums around here. They've taken it on the button so much that they hear bells and birds all the time. Mm-hmm. Not me, boy, not me. Ooh, the cry of the wild goose. Answer the phone, will you? Answer the phone.
I saw your fight on television last
night.
Yeah,
how about that? Did you notice me in the third round?
You were knocked out in the first.
I know, but did you notice the third round? I was still laying there. Answer the phone, will you? I answered myself. Give me the phone, will you? Hello? Hello? Craig Hoyt Jim. Hello? Oh, I'd love to get my hand on that guy. Called up here all day, never want to talk. Oh, by the way, Dave, did you catch my bout in Tardana last week? Out in Tardana? I went to full 15.
You lasted 15 rounds?
Second. I've never been up till late in all my life. Hey, he's back. He's back. He's back. That cat with that bell around his neck. How about that? That little bird gets that there, and he heard that cat coming, but he gets that done thing.
You know, I think somebody's tilled your brain.
Oh, I... Ooh, that cat got the bird. How about that? Oh, listen, that guy play them bottles. Isn't that pretty, huh?
I hate to say this, Cauliflower, but I don't think you're any too smart.
You don't... Listen at them birds out there picking on that good humor man's bell. Hey, look, you may think I'm dumb, but you ought to see some of them rattlers around here. They're really dumb people, them rattlers.
Really?
Boy. Oh, brother, they don't even know what year it is.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, you think someone around here could tell me what year it is? You ought to see them when a pretty girl comes in. They start running upstairs and sliding down the banister, turning flips and doing all kinds of things on the banister coming down there.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no banisters in that gym there, huh?
Hey, Cauliflower, I want to ask a favor of you.
What's that? You want me to throw a fight for you or something?
Now, just a minute. I don't want you to throw any fight. I just want you to sign this paper saying that you know Skelton's dog, and he's not vicious and wouldn't bite anybody.
Well, I sure will. I love dogs. In fact, I wish I had a bird dog right now. I could flush these quails out of here. I think there's so much whack at this joint, you know. There you are. Here, it's hard to write with boxing gloves on, you know.
Well, thanks, Cauliflower.
Ain't nothing of it. Well, I got to get back to the work on the punching bag. You don't have any smelling salts on you, do you?
Well, no. Why?
Well, I got to have something to revive me after that bag knocked me out, you know.
I'll see you later.
I'll probably be laying right here.
Well, Skelton, you have about 10 character witnesses. Shall we go and see if we can make Junior's mother change her mind
about
suing
you? No, you go along, Rod. She's sore at me, and I'd rather not get in her sight.
Okay.
Junior, where are you?
Now, how did she know I was in the cookie jar? I thought I'd cut the wires on the burglar alarm.
Junior, can't you hear me calling you?
And I hear her, but she blew out every hearing aid in town. I know what I do. I'll hide in the icebox, and she will never look for me in there.
Junior! Now, where can that child be? Oh, he's been in the cookie jar. And there are little muddy footprints leading to the deep freeze. So that's where he's hiding. There you are.
Well, don't yell. You scared me, too.
You'll come out of there.
Here.
You better take a look at that chicken in that ice box. I don't think he's dead. He was in there doing a fan dance with two stalks of celery.
Oh, Junior, sometimes you do the stupidest things. Don't you know that if I hadn't discovered you locked in that deep freeze, you might have been frozen, stiff?
Well, it's pretty hard to tell when a little stiff like me is really frozen or not.
Junior, I really should spank you.
Spank me, spank me. That seems like it's the only thing I have good around here for is you to use that Hellboy son. Goodness me.
Why, if it wasn't for you, dear, my life would be empty.
Well, what about Pop? He's always pretty loaded.
Now, Junior, that's no way to talk about your father. He is not a drinking man.
Ooh.
He just takes a nip now and then.
Just a nip now and then, huh? Well, he must have taken a big bite last night because he thought he was Gregory Peck. He got home at 12 o'clock high.
That's enough.
No. Oh, somebody at the door. I will go see who it is. I will go see who is at the door. Yep. Welcome to Battleground. Oh, it's you, Fatso.
Yes, and I want to see your mother.
What's up, Hippo Hips?
Now, Junior, why do you call me Hippo Hips?
Hasn't you heard?
No.
I called him the way I see them.
You want a whipping?
No, I've given him up for Lent.
Marine, I came here to talk to you about Skelton's dog.
Well, I'd really rather not discuss it.
Yes, we would rather not discuss it.
But a lot of people in the neighborhood are standing by the dog. They say he's not vicious at all.
I hope he bites him.
Well, he bit my child, yes. And that's vicious enough for me.
And furthermore, we're going to see our mouthpiece and collect enough money to keep me in jelly beans for the rest of my life.
Are you sure the dog bit, Junior?
Oh, yes. So you want proof? Well, Junior came home with his finger bandaged and looked all red and swollen. But if you want proof, then we'll remove the bandage and show you the evidence.
Oh, why pamper him?
Now, go ahead, Junior. Remove the bandage and show Mr. O'Connor the wound.
Well, let's wait till we get some kind of a settlement.
Junior, the bandage!
Okay.
Yes, this I've got to see.
Okay, the bandage is off. My, didn't it heal fast?
There isn't a mark on your finger.
Well, it must have come off on the bandage.
Now, look at me, Junior. Who put that bandage on your finger?
Well, now, let's see now. It happened so long ago,
you know. It happened yesterday.
I know, but I live a very fast life, kiddo.
And now I see it all. You crossed the street against my orders, and just to take my mind off of punishing you, you led me to believe that Red Skelton's dog bit you.
Right, Sam Spade.
And I'll bet you're the one that bit Skelton's dog's tail, too.
Junior. You didn't.
All right, have it your way. I didn't.
Don't you know it's wrong to be cruel to animals? Oh, where's my hairbrush?
Well, here we go again. We never see eye to eye. It's always that hairbrush back to back.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Voice Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in Gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.